Thank you for joining me for another webcast. It's Sunday morning here in Los Angeles. It's sunny outside, and it is typically the kind of day that you want to live in California all around. I'm listening in the background. To an all-black thing, that's right. Soulful Symphony with Darren Atwater. Songs in a Strange Land, one of the best DVDs that you can find. It says on the back of the DVD cover, join renowned composer and conductor Darren Atwater. You can type it in your browser. And the nation's premier African-American orchestra, Soulful Symphony, for an evening of musical innovation with Song in a Strange Land. Embracing the rich diversity of African-American musical tradition and brilliant combining elements of classical jazz, gospel, blues music, they create spirituals for a new generation. I like this. It's an unforgettable performance that defies expectations and pushes the boundaries of the orchestral experience. Sing it, girl. I don't need the music to overshadow what I'm going to say. Well, I gotta clamp down on my writing. I've got to get something done on a serious note. I want to get volume done. But I want to take a little time to talk spirituality this morning because I think that it is important for those of you that come to my site on a regular basis. I have been negligent in doing that because I have been enjoying my retirement 3-4 weeks in the running, and I just gotta explain to some of you folk out there, you know, there used to be a verse that I would listen, you should see it. I'm looking at it. I have it playing on a TV monitor in my office. Yeah, sometimes I don't know. You know, it's talking about the struggles of black people, the struggles that we've had and how we've accomplished. I enjoy watching it because it hones me in. It brings me back down to earth that we have accomplished tremendously great tasks. And I'm glad about that. I'm glad you can join me. You guys having a cup of coffee with me? As a matter of fact, I'm going to get up and I'm gonna procure a second cup of Java. Simply because it's my last cup and I don't want it to go to waste. Talk a little bit today about writing, what gets in the way, what causes the block. As a matter of fact, I was on the social network yesterday, met a person, and he pointed out to me that he was an artist, showed me some of his artistic work. Some of these youngsters got some fantastic ideas. I'm just so glad that you can put them forth in this day and era without too much coming against it, I guess. You say, because people in my generation are so apt to condemn everything, you know. Let me help you get along with that. If you're living in a society and you don't agree with where that society is going or where that society is headed, what you need to do is you need to ask yourself, why are you in disagreement? And will this disagreement of you and that society cause you somewhat of a departure from where you really need to be? Oh, this brother's really playing this piano, man. I like that. See, that's what you have to ask yourself. Because if you're not willing to ask yourself those kind of questions, then you're not going to carry it to the next level. You're just going to become biased. I got to share it with you. You know, everybody was talking about our president, right? President Trump. And how negative he is. And how we thought that he wanted to get rid of all the Muslims and bury him. Well, he went to Saudi Arabia a couple of days ago. He's still there. and he'll be in that region, touching hands with the kings and the princes of oil, and that rightly so. He is our commander-in-chief, the leader of this nation. He can make some things work with the Saudis and us. Yes, he can. I don't care if his sons are running the business. Try to catch him in a catch 22. I kind of like the way this guy's doing things. He's interesting. He's saying and he is doing. Look at these girls playing these violins here. And look at these brothers singing here. Man, you got to get this DVD. This is... Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know their families are proud of them. Yeah. I'm proud of them. I am. I love this new generation that can do things like that. And if I was young again, I'd travel along with them. But I'm a different kind of a person. I don't judge the way I used to judge anymore, because I know the people got to do the best that they can do. And some people's best is not necessarily up to the other person's best. Do you get my drift? See. I looked out and made a pretty good cup of coffee. Yes, I did. Get on board this train. That was... So, drop negativity that you have about people. This is where we get in trouble. And I'm just going to say it. Can I say it? Okay. I like the way he's making them. Yeah, that's the whistle on the train, boys. Blow those horns. Atwater is brilliant. He is. Okay. Darren Atwater. I like that. Second thing that you to do, worship God in your own mind, in your own heart, the way you see God. Man, you know, my sister asked me, had I seen the guy driving through Times Square running over the people? And they got cameras everywhere in that part of New York City. And wow, that was horrific, wasn't it? Let me also say this. I was listening to a sermon of mine this morning. You know, I get up, I come in the office, cleaning out the office, clearing out things because I want to write. I want to get my memoirs done, and I can't do it when I got other things cluttering up my eye space. When my eye space is cluttered up in the office, I get a little frustrated, so I have to stop and I have to clear out things. I have to open up windows in the office, burn air freshener, and have air blowing through here, and so I can really spend a whole day. And I'm thinking that's what I'm going to do on Sunday. I'm going to take a little bit more time for my personal meditation before I start reading and writing. And I want to clamp down, and I don't want to be sidetracked by anyone or anybody. I will start putting pictures of my little garden in the back that I'm doing. It's something marvelous happened. You know, Mario's in Papua New Guinea, and I have not contacted him since he's been there. I haven't sent him an email. I haven't responded to anything. I haven't said a word. And a lot of people ask me, why haven't I said anything? I said, well, because I'm pretty tired of Mario telling me what he's going to do and never accomplishing it. And so I'm basically fed up. If you're going to do something with your life. You know, I love helping these young men along the way, but if you're not doing nothing with your life, I'm not doing nothing with you. because you're at age now where you're supposed to be able to say, you know what? I think the green light has come on. The green light means it's time for me to go. This is what we have to put in front of these young men now, because what they don't have in this community, because of the feminization of America, they feminize them and they think that they can survive by doing nothing, by not having a plan. I got up this morning, my office was terrible. I mean, I had food for breakfast. The office was so cluttered, I said, I can't make breakfast. I can't go into the kitchen and make breakfast. How can I do that with all this stuff cluttering up? And that's the way our lives are. We have to clean the clutter out of our lives. I want to see what Morio is doing by Morio completing the task. I don't want to be a part of it. Why? Simply put, because when I created my life, no one created my life but me. No one was a part of my life but me. I and I alone. Of course, with the help of God, I couldn't have made it. When I was a youngster growing up, I remember I had a person on my staff, my associate minister, really. And I remember one day he came in my office and he asked me, he said, what do you think about the Black Panthers? Because at that particular time, the Black Panthers were raising hell up in Oakland. And I said, I think it's a good movement, but I believe that it will clash with the Christian effort, because the Christian effort ain't got us walking around with, with bullets and guns and and challenging the popo. And the popo have always been placed there to keep the status quotient individuals in a particular line and area of power, if you will, and to keep the poverty community, if you will, in a constant state of poverty. We know that. If you find yourself in a poverty-stricken situation, it was because that was planned and foreseen. Planned and foreseen, trust me. And since that plan and foreseen was there, we are not surprised by what we see taking place all around us. Now, we have an obligation, therefore. I think all of us have an obligation. And that obligation that we have is to figure out which is the best methodology for us to do. What is the career choices that we've made? If you're a part of the dreamers and you want to dream about becoming successful, what's your plan? What do you have in place? I want to talk to you millennials out there, because you know what? I know you love to look at your blogs and listen to your blog radio shows, and you guys all got the latest modern equipment, the big mics and everything, and everybody's talking and laughing. As a matter of fact, let me share something with you. I was listening to something on one of the blog radio stations, and Snoop Dogg was on there. And Snoop Dogg was talking about the professional athletic, the people in sports that he has personally helped with his millions of dollars to promote. And I was listening to Snoop on one of these talk shows last night, and Snoop was saying that he helped this very well-known NFL football player. As a matter of fact, numerous. I found that to be very interesting, because I had no idea. I knew that he was a coach of, you know, a little football team in Compton, where he hails from. But I had no idea that he had put forth all this money out of his own pocket in some of these guys' lives. And basically, they've become NFL stars. Their families are going to be rich. And I said, he's right. Snoop invested in the life of Black men in his community. For that, I commend him. Now, you listen to PJ. 10, 12 years ago, when Snoop was out, you would never hear me affirm him, because I didn't like the lyrics of his song. I didn't like what he was saying about the popo and all that stuff. But now I've come full circle, because the popo is taking a Black man, choking the air out of him in the streets. Well, I can't remain silent. I've got to say, dang, thank you, Jesus. Somebody is helping our young men do something. But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. The feminization process is about what destroyed the African-American community. Feminized. Now, wait a minute. Don't get me wrong. If you want to wear that pertains to a woman, you go ahead if you want to. I don't want to wear that. I got some fancy clothes. I like wearing them. I like my African rayon outfits. I mean, I like wearing those things. They're nice. I'd love to put on me a nice light white outfit and just go to the beach today. It's that kind of a weather. But I'm not going to do it. I'm going to stick around here and get some writing done, get some intellectual work done, and maybe wash a wall, mop a floor in my home, clean up. You know, that's what retired people do. Retired people look at their home and they say, now how can I clean my house, make my house more of a livable place for me to live? See, I have to live in comfort. My retirement is about my comfort, nobody else's. I don't have that. But the feminization process will make you think you deserve something without putting forth an effort. That's not going to happen. I'm too old school. I don't know how to operate outside of that frame of reference. That don't mean nothing to me. If that gets in the way of me, you're going to push me to another level of intoxicant behavior. Because I don't see it. I just don't see it. And I see everybody striving for that same effort. You, if you're a millennial, if you're going to be successful, you have to develop those kinds of ideas with God's help, of course. And if you don't believe in God, you messed up already because you have no direction but your own futile mind. Now, I know that's going to get me in trouble because I know a lot of the millennials says, I know what Christianity did. I know what religion did. I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about the white man's or the black man's Christianity. I'm talking about if you think this universe and everything that popped out of it happened by chance, two rocks hitting each other in the outer space, and then after the explosion, what we have is what we have. I think you are very crazy. That is not the way the world came together. The world came together because it was a magnificent mind that had a plan in progress. You ought to gather your children around the computer now, or you need to take this phone speaker and put it in the speaker of your cars so I can speak with your children. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that Sunday morning. Take the kids for a ride. Take them to the waters or something and let them listen to PJ. This world wasn't created by no two rocks hitting each other and then cooling. And after millions and millions of years, it came like this and there was no thought behind it. If it did take a billion years to get this thing to grow into what it is, let it be done, let it be said. But it didn't happen through happenstance. It was a planned mind. I was looking at a special. They have something on YouTube called The History of the World. I watched that thing yesterday. I said, look at here. You can go to YouTube. And you know what really got me about that piece called The History of the World? When they showed the wars and the way the wars started and where these wars started and how these human beings just repeatedly killed up each other. Once I watched this thing on YouTube, and I would wish that you would allow your children to watch it also, I was asking myself this question. I said, I hope that the millennials, oh, I gotta let you hear this. This is one of the best numbers that I like of this guy when he sings this old Negro spiritual. Listen to this. He's doing swing low, swing check. I love this video of this DVD. You can see all these black voices in harmony, singing together, music. Let me ride, swing down chariot, stop and let me ride. You know the song? Rock me Lord, down and easy. I got a home on the other side. That's black theology. That's let me ride, swing down chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me Lord, come and easy. I got a home on me. See, you got to understand what that's all about. You got to understand what that's all about. See, dying is a thing that happens in the African-American mindset. And without God to take you through that, it's going to be quite a bumpy road. Hey, play it, Darren. It's a nice DVD, it just is. Well, let me get back to it. Because what I don't want to do is waste my whole time listening to this, because you can go and buy the DVD. You can buy it at one of the better places that sells. I haven't been down there in a while. I have to go in Los Angeles. I have to go to, I think it's Barnes and Nobles or something like that, down in the Grove. And you go into the music section where they have the DVDs, the albums, and all of that. And you can get some of the best music there. Unfortunately, you can't find anything like that in the African-American community because we don't support our own businesses. We don't do that. So I'm going to have to go outside of the community to look for something that would stimulate my mind and motivate me to do what I have to do. See, and it's important that this kind of function takes place. So I may later on take a little trip down there. But just where I am now in writing and thinking, I'm not going to read over my manuscripts again and try to rewrite them. I'm going to come to a resolve that it is what it is. And I'm going to do the best I can with what I have. That's all I can do. A lot of movement in my neighborhood, but that's all right. It should be. Listen, this webcast shouldn't last a long time. It's Sunday. I just wanted to talk with you guys out there and let you know what I am doing. I am okay. Try to make a new friend this week. I made some new friends, and I'm glad, because sometimes the old friends get boring. Nothing to it. You know, you've seen it. It's the same thing. And look, make friends like this. Make friends where you can close the door, because that's what you want to do. You want to close the door. Okay, you're my friend? Right. Yeah. Now the door is closed. What does that mean? Door is closed. It's only going to open up so far. Don't open up all the way. Don't open up all the way unless you got somebody walking hand in hand with you. Right, step by step with you. Step by step. You know, some of you looking for that mate, that partner to be with you all your life. You make sure that partner, that potential person that you want to marry or be with, is walking with you step by step. And if they get out of step, you know the drill. Just as simple as that. Don't worry your head with that. You can leave the volume on for the kids to listen. because especially if you have teenagers. Yeah, see, because I'm going to have to call a friend of mine and check with him about his young adult sons that reared up at him. I told him those days is coming. My daddy taught me that whenever that happens, that the man is grown and the man got to look for his own. When he do that, it's just like when Lucy was alive and in this house, other women would come by and visit me, you know, church women. And he said, why is it this way? I said, because this is Lucy's house. Yeah, but I would say, you know what? That sounds like a personal problem to me. I don't know what your problem is. But I said, this is Lucy's house. Some of them sisters used to come over here and get critical. I said, no. I remember I had one guy that was a member of my house church. He used to always ask this question. So what does this mean? What does this mean? And I used to tell him all the time, mind your business. Find out what that means to you on a different level, because the door is closed. See? That's where you do it. Girl, you better sing. Ooh, that's nice. You have to see it. The video is a masterpiece. And you know what they showed on PBS was just clips of the images. That's why I had to have the DVD for myself. And I play it on Sunday morning, because this is better than listening to those lying church choirs. I'm looking at, ooh. Oh yeah, that girl singing. And there was no audience there to applaud and all of that. You applaud as you watch this. Fantastic. Let me give you the name of this DVD again, so that you won't get it twisted. It's called Soulful Symphony with Darren Atwater, Song in a Strange Land. And it is excellent. I think it's an African-American masterpiece. I think that's what it is. It's one of the best things I've seen. I got DVDs featuring Duke Ellington, Miles Davis, and the jazz greats. But this really blesses my heart. Elijah Rock. That's nice. All right, I'm gonna let you go on this one. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for coming by. PJ's doing all right. For Andrea, thank you for spending a couple of hours with me one day last week, helping me with my taxes as you have done for the past 10 or 12 years. I appreciate you. Who else do I have to thank? I want to thank Garland Gaydon. He's now retired. Garland Gaydon was my administrative assistant officer of finances. He's now retired. He and Gloria, hopefully, are enjoying their lives. I may give him a call to see how he's doing. Who else can I thank? And I want to thank a good friend of mine, Laverne Cook. We still hang out from time to time. Laverne, it's always good having lunch with him and catching up. And being, and Alphonse Carter and I. Alphonse will come by here and hang out with me. Oh, Reginald Colfer. Oh my. Reginald's suffering with a terrible case of MS, but Reggie gets by here and we hang out and have a good time. And I remember when I was teaching some of these people in the Bible study, I would say to myself, I never hang out with these people. I do not want to be bothered. And ended up, can't get enough of them. I know who I got to call today. I got to call, and I got to get by there to visit their family today, too. I won't put their business out in the street, but a dear, dear, dear friend of mine whose son was severely injured in an accident and is home now convalescing, and I have to get by there to see them. Much love for that family. Much love for my college students that's still listening to me, that frequented Harbor College, some of you that frequented West LA and the other colleges. Thank you for coming to my website. PJ is happy. I speak with some of you on Facebook. You salute me, I salute you. That's cool. We're keeping in contact with each other, just keeping it real. I want to thank all my friends. Last but not least, I want to thank God. I want to thank God that He gives me these little pains in my body, because these pains help me recognize that death is right around the corner. Now, wait a minute, millenniums, don't trip. Everybody gonna die. Even you gonna die. That's why I say, see, I had to come in the studio and do something. I had to clean up this office, clear out the trash, put on some nice music, get my head right, and tell you life is beautiful. You better enjoy it. Woo! You hear them brothers enjoying that? Yeah. Oh, that brother beating that drum. Look at that. Go on, man. Yep, yep, yep. Man, this rhythm just catches up with us and we get carried away into this. And that's what makes this thing so beautiful. It's the kind of classical music that we want to, as a people, really want to relish in and listen to. Whoa. Thank you for coming to the website. All right, I'll end it. Let me turn it back up so you can hear the end of this cut. Thanks for coming to my website. Come back again when you get the opportunity. I'll be here, Lord willing.